some sales guys, and you're going to see some people come go. That's just crypto. But let me remind you of something. The fundamentals of what you bought into never change. They're all the same with the project. So the project didn't go nowhere, and the fundamentals didn't go nowhere. Now, the Jeets that chase other projects, they're going somewhere, okay? We're going to take Hay, for instance. I don't like mentioning other tokens, but I'm going to note this just so you guys can understand. So you've seen Hay. It run up to 8 or 9, 10 million market cap. It's fine. Just launched, real shiny, 200 people in the VC. Now look at it. 7 million market cap. They're struggling to get people to tweet. 29 people in their VC has all showed up. Now, fast forward, we're here a month later. All the fundamentals in the world, everything that we have transpiring for us. Guys, don't chase anything else. You know, you don't have to chase the next new thing. You are the next new thing. You're in the next new thing. For anybody that's in here that hasn't took an opportunity to DCA their bag or put themselves in a position where they want to be, this is your opportunity. Make no mistake about it. We still have the best dev in this space. But something else to take note of, guys, is you have a strong community behind you. A lot of these projects don't have this. We can drag 50 to 75 people in the middle of a day in a VC in here. We're still crushing Twitter and all these places. Your project is only as strong as your community. Now, what we have for us is something that all these other projects don't have, is we have a really strong base community and we have a strong dev. So what if he gets out here and buys a token? I mean, come on, it's crypto. I mean, what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. He's not shilling any other token. He's not supporting those tokens. He can buy tokens. I mean, he's free to do what he wants. But guys, he's doing everything the proper way. And he knows what to do to send this project. You got to remember that article come out. A lot of people are going to start to see that article today and tomorrow. They're not going to see it last night. We wouldn't want to get a pump directly from that. It's going to get out there. The word will get out today, tomorrow. That's when you see the effects of this. You don't see it overnight. And I think some people, when they holler, well, it should be pumping right this second, that's because you want to exit the project and chase something different. Guys, we all want our bags to go up. Let's be honest. That's why we're in here. But if we stay unified together and we continue to stay the same path and we trust the developer, then we have a golden opportunity here. What we do with it is entirely up to us. You know, I'm going to continue to buy and I'm going to continue to make my bag stronger. I'm going to continue to move forward just like I have been, and I'm going to win. You got winners and you got losers. Now, do you want to be a winner or do you want? That's the so you can chase whatever you want to chase.
Sorry to jump in front of you, Fantoche. No, I just want to say something really quick. Please let me know before you buy so I can jump in, okay? Before that.
Absolutely. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, you know, I got to looking to see where we was this morning. And I seen it and I thought, wow, what an opportunity. You've got winners and you got losers in this space. Okay, that's just how it is. And crypto is not for the faint of heart. I mean, it sometimes you have to go through the ups and you have to go through the downs. And you got downs in this space. Not all of those are ups. But guys, you have Lord Keck here absolutely crushing, doing his part. Okay. But you got to keep in mind, we are a community. We got to do our part as well. Everybody thinks just because Pepe went to $2 billion in 19 days that project, their project's going to do it. That's not the case. Sometimes you have to put a little bit of effort in and a little bit of work. Now, can this project go to a 2 billion market cap in the next 19 days? Yeah, absolutely it can. But are we going to do anything to help make that happen or achieve that? You know, sometimes we have to do a little bit on our end. And guys, I'll be honest with you, positivity, positive vibe. When you have positive people in the room, you're going to bring positive activity. When you bring negative vibes, you're going to bring negativity. That guy that sold yesterday, 28th, he took a loss. He went into Hay. He did get up a little bit. when he sells out of hay, he'll still be down. Hay didn't go nowhere. Now, what do you have there? You don't have nothing. Nothing. Their dev isn't even announced. So now they jumped in and they have nothing there. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. You have the best thing that you could ask for in this space right in front of you. And I just don't want to see nobody fumble their bags or maybe miss out on an opportunity because you get nervous or you get gun shy or you think, well, the dev's doing this, that, and the other. No, the dev's doing exactly what he needs to be doing. And so what if he buys a project and says, I like this. I mean, come on, he's human, guys. He can do that. But he hasn't neglected our project whatsoever. He's here showing up every single day. And that's the most important thing you have to take note of. He's here doing his part. Now, if we do our part, we send the project. We together, Lord Keck and the community, we work together, we send the project together. And that's how this thing works. And if we all continue down that path, look how strong it is when we hit Twitter together in different places. Think of the impact that we make. We pushed our market cap up $1 million in market cap yesterday just by us being together without anything from the dev whatsoever. We pushed the market cap up $1 million. Think about that for a minute. By us working together as a community. Man, if we would take half the energy that we have here and we would apply it to TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, where could we take this project? We wouldn't even need Lord Keck. Think about it a moment. We have a renounced contract. We have the most memeable token in this space. And we got people complaining because the market cap's a little cheaper. You should be thankful that you can get in at this level and be able to make life-changing gains because you can make those gains, guys. The fundamentals of this token didn't change. And I want to stress that to people just so people have that understanding and clarity to know that a lot of whales that are in this project, guys, we're still here. You know, our 100.
Yeah, and I would like to add on top of that what you just said. There's a lot of whales in this project, and there's a lot of people trying to undertake this project. So don't be swayed by them. Lord Keck has been in this space for a long time. He's going to have a lot of enemies. Whether he made them or whether they just got pissed at his success, it can be the combination of those things. So, yeah, you got to be careful. You got to be critical and you got to be comfortable about your decisions that you came here.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, to piggyback off that, there is a substantial amount of whales in this project and people don't see those. They only see the people that's in here talking and typing daily. Okay. But guys, let me tell you something. Just because you don't see those people front and center, don't mean they're not here. You have a substantial amount of whales in this project, watching this project. You don't see their bags fumbling. You don't see them in here panicking. The only people panicking is people that want something from the dev every single day. We need to be doing our part as a community. We have a phenomenal dev team. I firmly believe in what we have here with the team. But we have to do our part as well, guys. I mean, at the end of the day, the last thing that you want to do is get in here and flood your own bag and cost yourself money. Because somebody will eat your position up. And when they do, and when this just takes off, then you're going to be sitting, scratching your head, wondering why you lost your position. And you don't think that Lord Keck's watching? You seen what happened when the guy sold to 28th and he come in? It got balled up in moments. Guys, the dev is watching, and he knows what to do to send the project. Now, you see us sitting here right now. Bitcoin's about ready to break 30K. I do see Pepe moving up a little bit. I see that going on. I see some of the other projects fading back out. But where do I see us? I see us consolidating, and I see Lord Keck probably giving us some nuggets today. So just be watching what goes on and what happens, because we're in a really good position at this point in time. And where you go from here is going to be entirely up to you. I can tell you right now, you get your bags before I get the rest of mine. If you want to enter this project or DCA your bag, do it before I do mine. because when I'm ready to send the project, to be honest with you, in fairness, I'll send it. I'm convicted, I believe, and I know what's going to happen here. I don't need nobody to tell me any different. I already know what I own here, and I already know where this project's going. So for those that don't believe, that's fine. Exit your position and I'll buy it. Make no mistake about it. I can buy the positions that I need to buy. And when I'm ready to see this project get to those levels that I want to see it get to, I am one of those wells. You're fortunate that there is a lot of wells in this project. There's all these projects that you're seeing launch and stuff. There's not a lot of people to support that project. There's people here that if this project would dip, they would give their left arm to see this project dip down to a 3 million market cap so they could absolutely swallow it. That's what I'm saying. There's a huge callus to look at here with what you're looking at with this project. A lot of people don't understand that there's a lot of people that support this project and to support the vision. Sorry about that, guys. But we have the next new thing here, guys. I'm telling you, don't fumble your bags. If anything, be excited right here. This is a time to where you need to be excited for what you're owning. If any other time in this space that you should be excited about a project and you should be out here pushing and blasting this everywhere, it should be right now, today. Right now, seize the opportunity while you have that opportunity. Okay? Not tomorrow. We do our part today. When we show up, we get paid. That's how you get paid in this space. So there's a lot of new people in here, and I want to open the floor up for some of those people to come up and talk and voice your opinion, because your opinion matters. We're all here together. But guys, I just want to let you know that you are in the best place that you could possibly be for a project. Don't fumble your bags. If anything else, make sure you own more. So I want to open the floor up. Guys, come on up and talk. I'm going to grab my coffee while we do this.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hope your weekend is off to a great start. I just want to real quickly piggyback on what Fintoshi said. Lodkek has been in this spaces for a minute. He's very successful. He knows exactly what he's doing. And just like Fintoshi said, he's got a lot of enemies. He's got a lot of people that don't want to see him succeed. And they're doing everything they can to bring this project down. So if you fade out on your bag, on your investment, it's going to be totally up to you. Just use your brains, make your own decision, do your own due diligence. You know, just stick and stay. And you're going to get paid. This is going to pan out like everything else he's done in the past. But is it going to be tomorrow or next week? Nobody knows. Lodkek doesn't even know. He said it on the spaces he did the other day. He doesn't know when this is going to take off. It could be while you're literally sleeping. So just have a little faith and just be patient. That's all we're asking. Be patient, you know? That's all I have to tell you guys today, man. Everybody make it a great weekend, and we'll see what happens next.